Hi one and all. So it's around 10:44 and I am back with another episode of my podcast. As discussed, I'll be coming up with the discussion on money market instrument. Alright, so I'll just keep it short and crispy. So let me tell you what exactly money market is, right? So as per RBI guidelines, money market deals in the borrowing and lending of money for a short-term period. Right, with short term period I mean for 365 days, right, 1 year. And you can say what money market is. Money is a commodity, and money plus market makes a component of what? Of financial market, right? And with that we get a point, what is financial market, right? So financial market basically includes all the fund managers, investor, asset management companies, mutual funds, right? These all terms I have discussed in my previous episode of podcast, in the title of which was Q&A on mutual funds and basics of mutual funds. So if you want more clarity, you can just give your ears to those on those particular episodes, right? Yeah. So like, and one point that is to be considered here, these money market instruments or the securities are for a shorter duration, right? So these are for a shorter duration. So let's get back to the topic here. In money market, what happens is the investors, right? Investor invest your money for a shorter duration into various kinds of short-term securities. With short-term securities, I mean there are a lot of short-term securities. We'll be discussing some major ones like the treasury bills, commercial paper, certificate of deposit, banker's acceptance, alright? And the amount of interest generated on that becomes the ROI for investors, right? The one who has given the money to the investors to invest on these types of securities. So now we'll proceed to different kinds of money market instrument. As discussed, I'll be telling you some major money market instruments, right? So the first that comes is treasury bills. So what are treasury bills, right? So treasury bills are the short-term instruments, borrowing instruments, which are issued by the government of India, right? So means if it's issued by the government of India, it holds zero risk factor. Right, zero risk factor makes this like for the investors to invest as short term surplus funds by reducing the market risk, right? So the treasury bills, it is also for a shorter duration of time, let's say for 365 days, 1 year, right? So the basic advantage it holds is at the zero risk factor, right? As it is issued by the government of India, so it is on the sovereign papers, right? So the same factor, like zero risk, is assigned to them. And the other factors are like the maturity of T-bills in the sense are treasury bills, right, is around 91 days to 36 days 91 days and 36 days, right? And yeah, one more factor that is assigned to the T-bills is that there is no interest payment, but the bill is obtained on discount only, right? You'll be getting the bill on discount and there is no interest payment on this, right? And okay, the second that comes is commercial paper. What is commercial paper? This is also a money market instrument, right? But here it is issued by the large corporations, like who are like performing well, right? Or earn a large profit, making large profit, right, at the end of the year. So these large corporations, in order to obtain funds and to meet their short-term obligations, right, so what they do is issue commercial paper so that the investors make investment on these and get some ROI over these investment, right? And this can be backed up by issuing bank company promise to pay the face amount on the specified maturity date, right? And something more I would like to tell about CP is it is a kind of unsecured promissory note, right? And it has a fixed maturity date of 270 days, and the interest rate on this also continuously fluctuates, right? And typically lower than the bank rates, all right? So the final and last that comes is the certificate of deposit. So what is certificate of deposit? It basically means a kind of certificate issued by a bank to a person depositing money for a specified period of time and with the specified rate of interest. All right. So, you might have got my point clearly, as it was very, I told you in a very simple terms. So, the next point in this CD comes is in it, if the depositor fails to decide what to do with the amount after maturity, right, or after the grace period of 7 days is over. So, what happens is that policy, that deposit policy gets renewed, right? And who can issue these certificate of deposits? RBI, RRB, and cooperative banks, right? Reserve Bank of India, regional rural banks, and the cooperative banks, all right? And in this case, the maturity period ranges from 7 days to 1 year, and the minimum deposit amount is of 1 lakh rupees, right? So with this, we end up our episode, with particular episode. So I'll be coming with the share and stock market on the next episode of my podcast. So stay tuned. Thank you. Good night.